Hi, everyone. Hope you're having a wonderful week. And hopefully wherever you live, you are seeing the hints of spring weather. We love spring here in this house because my son's birthday is just a few days after the first day of spring each year. So not only do I always look forward to celebrating him because I do, but I love that his birthday officially kicks off my favorite season. And it's almost like I planned it or something. It's almost like I was like, oh, you know, when I think I would like to have a baby this time. And it worked out for me that way. So, you know,
it's always how that works.
That's always how that works. It's not, but, but I got lucky. Bridget, other than celebrating your youngest birthday, who is also a spring baby, what's your favorite spring activity?
I mean, so it's soccer. We end up now, I'm a total soccer mom. I don't have a hockey van, unfortunately, or fortunately.
Well, I mean, feels like a missed opportunity.
Does. Maybe next time. So we just started up soccer. I am the type of sideline cheerer that I am excited about all of the things, and I end up cheering for the other team. That's a little kids kicking a ball around. Like, how much more fun can it be? So that's my favorite. That, and I love all of the spring flowers that bloom. So tulips, daffodils, the little crocuses. Like, this is the big, there's a giant tulip festival that happens like 10 minutes away from my house. And it's amazing. It's really lovely. Come to the Pacific Northwest and check out our tulips. It's almost like you're in the Netherlands, but you're not.
You're in Oregon.
It's a closer
but
flight.
I agree. It is a closer flight. You will not have to pay as much for your flight or your lodging, to be sure. We also have great food in Portland too. So, you know, come on down. But I have to agree with you. The Tulip Festival
part of the
is
tourist.
So fun.
We're the tourist board.
We are the tourist board. And put that on our resume. We'll just add some things to our resumes. But yeah, I agree. I planted tulips for the first time in the fall, and now they're all popping up in my yard, and it brings me so much joy to see all the tulips. I love it. I love it so much. So anyway, as much as we love tulips, we also love having our clients join us for these podcast conversations. So Bridget and I are very lucky to be able to get to do this and have guests on. And so today we are welcoming our 10-year diamond winner, Synergis, one of our clients. So joining us from Synergis is their president, Tracy Klein. And as president, Tracy is responsible for the overall growth strategy of the company and planning for the future of its workforce solution. She has over 25 years of experience creating strategic roadmaps for talent acquisition, innovating for next generation service and product development, managing global partnerships, and implementing workforce management process improvement strategies. She was also named to the Staffing Industry Analyst's Global Power 100 Women in Staffing list, and most recently to their 2024 Staffing 100 North America list. So, Tracy, when do you sleep? And also, hi. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, hello.
And what is your favorite spring activity?
Yeah, I was hoping I'd get to comment because I have two pieces on this. So we do not have the fortunate spring birthday in our house. My son, who's now 19 years old, original due date was Christmas Eve. I went home and cried for a little while. My husband thought I was insane. And we managed to make that actual birth date 12/27. So,
way to go.
We got a couple days past that at least, right? Nice. But spring. So I'm in Atlanta, and spring is the most amazing time of year here, right? If you live in the older neighborhoods or even the new neighborhoods, it's the time when the dogwoods are blooming, right?
Love it.
The azaleas are out, daffodils, tulips. I have never planted tulips, but every year I say I'm going to for the following year. So it's still on my list. But
yes,
the springtime in Atlanta is the best time of year. So we look forward to it for sure.
I love that. Also, I'm going to go. Yeah.
As
long as you're not
before the heat, before the real heat of July and August. That's right.
Yeah. We have a coworker who lives in Houston, and one of her comments that she mentions to us is in that particular area of the country, like Georgia and Texas. She's like, March and April are the best months of the year because it is not 1,000 degrees and you're not melting outside. It's like the perfect weather. So, yeah,
it is.
And but I do sleep.
I was just about to say, like, I also need to know, when do you sleep?
Well, as I mentioned, our only son child is now the freshman at the University of Georgia. So that does, even though he's been driving and been in his mind, you know, quite an adult for many years now, it does. Lacrosse season is no longer with us, so we're missing that. But it does, you know, free up some time. We have a hybrid office. So in the days that we come in, you're not in such a rush to leave. But I do consider myself quite organized and manage, you know, on my plate what's feasible for the most part.
Manage plenty of sleep. Okay, good. That makes
well,
it. I'm very glad.
Plenty, I don't know. But
I was going to say, when you have a child, like, does it ever go back to the way I'm wondering when my son, because he's my only as well, like, when he's a teenager, will I get more sleep or will I just be worried because he's a teenager?
Yes,
that's mm-hmm. my, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was
saying. I hate to ruin that for you. I didn't really understand that. So
yeah, it's all right. I assumed. So I was just going to stick with that.
Are correct.
Okay. All right.
It never ends.
No.
Thankfully, with the amount of experience that you have under your belt, we're just going to glean not only parenting tips, but also a lot of work experience tips too. The fact that you're working hybrid, it's nice because Ryan and I, we work at, you know, at Clearly Rated. We have fully remote, but Ryan does every once in a while go into our office and I don't. So it is, it's an interesting option. It's takes a different level of organization, especially working from home. Makes it easier though when the kids are at school. So
yeah, I mean, there's so many pluses. I feel like the hybrid for our organization, where our headquarters are in Atlanta, is really the right thing because we have a great culture. That culture is fostered when we're live. We have many colleagues, right, who are spread throughout the U.S. We have a large presence on the West Coast. We serve the entire U.S., of course, but we have to make sure we pay special attention, right, to those colleagues who don't have an opportunity to be remote. So we offer, you know, an allowance to go to a WeWork or whatever type of co-working space. We do offer that allowance. Awesome. So we think about it in a variety of ways, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that is smart. I mean, obviously, y'all are doing a lot of the things right, not only internally, but externally too, with your clients and your talent. We have all sorts of questions.
Yes.
And I guarantee we're going to even come up with more. And then we will just force Tracy to do this with us again, because that's what we do here.
Love it.
Because that's how we are.
That's how, when we like you, you're stuck with
excellent.
Us.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's true.
Happily.
Exactly. So as you know, with not only your depth of knowledge and experience and the success that Synergist has seen, you're a 10-year diamond winner with client and talent satisfaction, which is remarkable. I mean, that is consecutive years. It's hard to keep that NPS score as high as it is. Can you share what this whole thing means to you?
Well, it is incredibly meaningful for us, right? And certainly some pressure on me, imagine, right? With my tenure these last 3 years, not making it to that 10-year diamond award. I would not want to be in those shoes. But, you know, here's why it's so important. So 10 years, that takes us back to 2013 or 2014, right? And we have experienced just exponential growth. And much of that growth in the past 3 years, and it's often significant bursts of growth, right? Upwards of 33% 1 year. So that means from not just revenue, right? But of course, that means number of clients, hiring managers, consultants, internal employees. And I think one of the risks that you can experience in massive growth is something gets lost along the way.
Yes. Right.
You can lose sight of your mission and your values. You could possibly come too busy to follow up on the care of your candidates or your customers. You skip it a few days. Oh gosh, I'll get back to it next week. And then all of a sudden it's 6 months later and we've all kind of lost sight of it. You know, our industry's high touch, right? Or we believe it should be. And for that reason, we really do have an entire care, you know, process. We have a consultant advocate specifically in this role, but we use a variety of touch points with our clients and with our candidates throughout the journey. But it's easy to feel nervous in times, in those busy times when you feel like, gosh, has that slipped? And all of a sudden the survey is here. Is that slipped? And the clearly rated survey is really key in validating for us that we've maintained those values core to our business each and every year, which began with our founder, you know, now 26 years ago. So, you know, it's an understatement, right, to share how excited and how pleased we are, you know, to have be able to work with you and have these types of results.
I mean, it's impressive when you look at, as you mentioned, a decade's worth of success plus. I mean, it doesn't just start 10 years ago. It is at the leadership level, what you're building and just making sure it's communicated throughout your entire organization as you grow, as oh my gosh, as everything changes, technology changes, skill sets change, needs change, yes, where you work changes, everything changes. And if you lose focus on the things that are core to your business, the things that are core, your values, your mission, if you, everything that you just mentioned, if you are not keeping tabs on that and still following through with your promises, it's a lot. It's a lot of change. And knowing that Synergis has evolved in the last 10 years, 10 years plus, 26 years altogether here, yeah. Is there other ways that we have helped along that journey? Hopefully confirming some of the things that you're doing and supporting you on this journey as well.
Certainly. And you think about, you know, maintaining it through COVID as well. You know, this organization started East Coast based and did move, expand nationally. And again, with significant people all around now, but in the West Coast predominantly, right? And when you go from people being in an office every day and to not seeing each other for 18 months and being able to maintain that, yes. I feel really good. I mean, that was before I hear. That was the organization doing what they do, right? But going back to your question on that journey. So this year, you know, we had the highest NPS score ever with you all, right? And simultaneously supported the most customers ever. So I think for sure we must be able to tie that back to clearly rated somehow, right?
I'll take it. I will, yes, take it quick. Yes.
But you can. Yeah. you can see the correlation, right? It's easy to treat surveys as a one-time event, right? For some organizations, you know, all of a sudden you get a reminder from your operations team or your marketing team, hey, guess what? It's time for our survey again, right? It's like, oh, you know, what's been going on lately? And for us, it's not just that. I think that's the wrong frame of mind, right? You really want that to be ingrained, right, in your daily service, everyday culture. You know, this is who we are and who, you know, this is how we operate. But again, you keep us on our toes. You help us validate that we're doing this consistently. And, you know, there's been a few detractors along the way, right? Mm-hmm. But we take that. We take that information and we look from year to year, right? Do we have a same detractor as we had last year? We have a new detractor. Why is that? You know, what can we link back to last year, right? Have we progressed? So there are just so many ways that continuous relationship, right, and that constant checks and balances really helps us evolve as well.
And I mean, having the detractors, like there's just like you're saying, there's a few detractors. There isn't anybody here, including us, clearly rated, who don't have a detractor from time to time. That's what helps your business, to be honest. If we didn't have any detractors, I would actually be more concerned if we didn't have any detractors. I would say, okay, no, there's something wrong. Something's off. Something strange is happening. You know, what's going on? We need to work through this. So, you know, with that feedback that you have received, you know, you shared some examples of, you know, positive and negative feedback, but how has that feedback impacted your business?
Yeah. So I have a specific example here that I want to get to, if you'll bear with my story for a few minutes. So I personally thrive off of feedback, and I encourage, you know, my teams and the people I mentor and work with to do the same. You know, interestingly enough, I had a leader, a boss manager of mine several years ago, who during my yearly review would tell me time and time again, we're just always so impressed on how well you take feedback, right? and I loved that. I mean, I loved that. And there were thankfully many other things to say, but that was part of it. He also mentioned that I had a great sense of humor, and that really contributed to the overall spirit of the team. So I'll take that as well.
That's because wonderful.
Right? I think I'm funnier than other people think I am, right? I've heard
Don't
that
we
before
all?
Too. But if you can take feedback, I believe it's a good judge of character, and you can either maturely take it, accept the feedback, take it home, think about it, and respond accordingly, right? Or we see the opposite. People get angry, emotional, feel it's unjust, right? There's an excuse, there's a reason, you know, for all of this. So my philosophy is feedback, no matter how unjust you think it might be, feedback is always a good thing, right? So when we gain all the feedback from Clearly Rated, we compile it, right? We look for trends, like themes, positive and or negative. But this helps us identify if it feels like a one-off scenario or something bigger that needs addressing or an enhanced process, whatever it can be. This can also validate some situations that we feel to be true. And here's my example. I should also share, we share all feedback with our account executives and recruiters. Mm. We package it appropriately, if it's, you know, particularly if it's not ideal feedback, but they get to see, you know, every written comment. And first of all, mostly it's a morale booster, right? Mm-hmm. Because they know it's a part of their job, right? It's a process that we go through. It's a sincere process, but it's a process we go through. But it really uplifts that individual team member at the time and reminds us how meaningful it is to, particularly in our consultants' feedback, our customers, sure, of course, as well. But that consultant feedback, when they mention a time or two, gosh, you prepared me for the interview, you were transparent, right? That just helps that recruiter or account executive really take note of it and remember how meaningful it is. But where I want to go with the example is, I mentioned a few minutes ago, the consultant advocate team we have. And we invested in this consultant advocate team about 4 years ago, right? So we're well down our tenure path with Clearly Rated. And, you know, they could really dig in and specialize on the onboarding process and the ERP process and multiple checkpoints, not only from the account executives and our recruiters, but a personal kind of care team. That's not inexpensive, right? I mean, it's a considerable amount of money. And some, we don't think this, but some might consider it a non-revenue generating role. But what we found, and we believe this to be true, that it was an absolutely, you know, we're getting return on investment. Now, what we can see time and time again, these past 4 years that they've been here, many times their names come up in the comments, right? Mm-hmm. Those four names, many, many others, but those four names are constantly gaining positive feedback. And we're like, you know what? Clearly Rate has showed us the ROI on this role right here.
Amazing.
That's so huge. I love hearing that. Like I just am like, that's, it's just such an incredible first of all, to be able to identify that, to know, okay, we've been doing the survey for this long. Mm-hmm. This is the feedback that we're getting. This feedback requires a team of dedicated individuals to make sure that we are meeting the mark. That's huge. And not everybody has that. Not everybody can say that they are able to do that. And like you're saying, it's not that it doesn't cost money. It's, but you're seeing the positive ROI of that. And I think that that is just such an important piece of survey feedback that many companies, even with the best intentions, just miss the mark. Because if you are not able to really dig through the feedback and address it, good or bad, there is not going to be any growth. So it's harder to succeed in that way. So I love that Synergis is doing that. Yeah, kudos to all of you. That's so cool.
Well, so thank you. This an awesome team.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing. Absolutely. So I'm curious too. To me, it kind of sounds like, you know, the survey program, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of helped spur that in that role. So I'm assuming that, like, with the program, it's kind of allowed the growth within the team, like, for that succession. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Because when you think about when we started this, right, it was kind of in the brink of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so those are easy positions for some organizations, like, well, is this the right investment at the time? So yeah. I think it's also when you engage with an organization like Clearly Rated, that consistency is how you can really measure. So every single year we're going to be a part of it, right?
Yeah.
Just because it's maybe not such a great year or there's a lot of turmoil or whatever, we're not going to stop being part of Clearly Rated. And that's how you can see your growth and your results.
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, Tracy, I really also am impressed with the level of transparency. Mm-hmm. I think that's another place where clients can fall short, is when you keep the feedback at a leadership level and you're not sharing it with recruiters, with account executives, with the team, mm-hmm. Then it does feel a little cloak and dagger, like, nah, everything is totally fine. We're fine over here. And when you're sharing everything in the appropriate way too, like, it's right. It is very easy for folks to get defensive. And if you're looking at it as, especially as an organization, as an opportunity to grow, we've got a new challenge. We have, we've uncovered some areas that we can improve on. This is a huge help for the entire company, not just you. Right. This is here. This is what we're,
it's for,
we're
everybody.
For. Yeah. It's for everyone.
Yeah, we're, this is not an, our founder problem. Was, yeah. Our founder was always in transparency, from, you know, our own internal financial statistics to whatever the case may be. It's always been a part of our culture, is that transparency. And people, you know, they can't improve if they don't hear sometimes, you know, not so positive experience, right? It happens.
Yeah.
And you can also, you know, our teams that we work with tend to know, you know, what's going on so well that we'll look at something and they're like, I know exactly what happened in that situation, right? They already know, like, yep, okay, I got it. I can explain that. Or again, very helpful if, you know, I didn't realize that. We weren't aware of that. We need to look into that. So
that.
And it's also, I think it really speaks volume to your delivery of that. You mentioned earlier that you package it up and you share it with them in that spirit of transparency, and you're packaging it in a way that if there is feedback that is, you know, maybe not the best, and you're not just going to pass it off to them and say, hey, deal with this. It's you're being mindful of the delivery in which you're providing that information to them. And I think that is such an incredible thing to do, because it's sometimes feedback is going to catch people off guard.
Yes.
Like you're saying, there are plenty of opportunities where people are like, oh, I know exactly what happened with that. But then there are plenty of times where you get feedback and you're blindsided. You had no idea that that was how this person was feeling. And so to have it delivered in such a way that says, we're going to work through this together. Here's how we're going to do that. And here's how I think it should go. Let's collaborate and work together on how best to address this. That's that's such an important thing. And I think it's, it just speaks volumes again for how Synergist is managing that process.
Thank you. I mean, we do in the organizations, you know, just by thought as a leader, right, is feedback needs to be an everyday ongoing piece of communication, because if you don't, and you do it once a year, or you do it when something bad comes up, right, that makes people nervous, or it's not expected, or they're only hearing it once. So that feedback, you know, has to be continuous.
Continuous. Yeah. It also goes very well with the care aspect too. It's not only do you have a care team, you all care about the experience of your clients, of your candidates, of your coworkers. Like it is, you're definitely walking the walk. When you're also looking at brand reputation, has there been any correlation of the success of the survey program, the impact on your brand reputation that you could maybe give us some insight on?
Yeah, sure. I mean, first, you clearly rate it as an industry benchmark, right? It's well known. You have high standards, which we appreciate. I do believe it's anything below a 9 is either passive or a detractor. So you got to really, you know, really make an impression to stay in those 9 and 10 categories. But it's significant, right? We believe various awards and accolades really add to the confidence of our customers, our prospects, and candidates, right? So we always want to point back to, hey, it's not just what we're telling you, others are telling you that same thing, and by a really reputable organization. Mm-hmm. So in this day with social media and all the outlets we have to communicate that brand and displaying, you know, this type of success, we have to put it everywhere, right? So it's on your website, it's in your collateral, it's in your LinkedIn and TikTok and Instagram or whatever. I don't actually have TikTok. I do.
Don't have it. Don't know.
But you're right. It's definitely there.
So I'm not TikTok putting anything on TikTok, but yeah. Jocelyn might, right? That we talked about our marketing team. So, you know, we need that. And it's that third party validation, because we can talk about our successes. We've got our case studies. We can talk about how great we are, but that's not what people want to hear. People want to hear it from others, right? So as you continue to see these types of successes, keep it out there with your brand and your reputation. We know it helps us. And we would encourage in the very politest of ways when we're speaking with consultants or prospects and customers, like, hey, you know, how about the other folks? Are they gaining these types of accolades and awards, you know, for clearly rated or otherwise? Right.
Yeah.
Bingo.
True.
Yeah.
Bingo. Nothing.
Lesser.
You know, anything that helps, you can say you're doing a great job. And when you get the feedback from hundreds and hundreds and years worth of testimonials from your clients, your candidates, you are not a question mark if you're a good partner. You're a good partner. Mm-hmm. If you are looking for a position, you go to Synergist. If you are looking to fill placements, you're going to go to Synergist, because it's not a risky move. You have de-risked this partnership because of this validation of decades of feedback. It's not a question mark, and you just continue to do what you're doing, take the feedback and improve. It's an ongoing continuous journey that you are taking not only your candidates and your clients on, it's also your employees too. So it's a lot, and you're doing it really, really well.
So, thank you. We certainly try, but it's the team. It's our people. It's the people on the front line, right? Mm-hmm. And I was reading, knowing we were having this discussion coming up, I was reading through some of the results again. This is probably the fifth time I've read through the results and comments. And I was looking at it late last night. We talked about sleep, right? But I was looking at it late last night, and I was like, I'm so touched by what these people are saying, you know, about our recruiters. Like, I have to go back in and tell that recruiter that tomorrow. Like, have I thanked you lately again for this comment? Yeah. Right. You've seen it, but it's, you know, it's all with our frontline workers.
Yes.
And just finding a job in this climate is so stressful.
It is.
So if you can work with somebody and take some of that stress and feel like they're not alone in job search, job hunts, it's playing a very critical role in someone's livelihood. It's not for the light of heart.
You know, it's the hiring manager's reputation. Mm-hmm. It's the consultants. And we talk a lot about, you know, don't forget, what was it like when you were interviewing with us, with Synergis? You know, did we follow up with you? Were we transparent? How did you feel? You're waiting. How long are you waiting? You need to know something. Yeah. I hope I hear something back, right? It's understanding, like, that's how everyone you're talking to on a daily basis is feeling too.
Yeah. It certainly is. There's that. I just have to comment again, Tracy, there's that amazing transparency coming out. Like, I just think that's, it's just so great that you, first of all, that you're admitting that you stayed up late and that you didn't go to sleep early. Second, that you're saying the feedback is so important and it's so touching that I need and want to reach out to the people on my team to thank them, because there is a huge appreciation factor that goes a long way there. Like, I'll call Bridget out for a second here. I've worked with her for 10 years, and there has never been not one time in my career in working with her where she has not said something to me if I've gotten a shout out from a client, or I've done well, or I've had a hard day, or I've worked, or something, a project, you know, finally came to fruition. And her encouragement is the thing that makes me feel great. I can do it. I can come back the next day and I'm going to give it 150% because she believes in me enough that I'm doing a good job and knows that I'm capable. And that appreciation piece just goes so far. So I love that you're just rereading through those and reaching out to recruiters and saying, hey, thank you. Thank you for what you are doing for our organization. It's just so great. So, my last question here is, do you have any advice for firms who don't currently have a client experience strategy in place?
Yes. So this is another soapbox opportunity.
I love it.
My question is, well, why don't you?
I'll answer your question with a question.
But, you know, I believe a client experience strategy is the core to success for any business, or at least a big part of that success. I also encourage organizations, you're going to have your own client success strategy, mm-hmm. right? You might have a client event, a customer council, your own internal surveys, right? But you've got to use a third party as well, right? Like Clearly Rated, because you need that unbiased feedback, right? So when you're taking these internal conversations, or whether it's written or verbal, you can easily kind of edit or remove or say, oh, but I know what happened there. Where, you know, with Clearly Rated, like, you're getting the full, you know, typed in comment. There's no editing going on there. And I think it's important because we do create stories in our heads, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when it's from a third party, there's no question about it. I have to tell you, I often feel like if someone's not asking for feedback or not participating in something like this, it's because they don't want to know.
Right.
They're afraid of what the answer is. Right.
Right.
So not only do you need to do with your employees, but, you know, your clients, in our case, our consultants, we all know, you know, that most likely people won't tell you they're displeased. Right? They're just going to go away. Now, we used to say they go away quietly, you know, after being in
they
this
don't.
Business for over 25 years, there's a lot
they
of
don't.
Avenues.
Yeah.
Again, going back to, you know, whether it's Facebook or whatever, mm-hmm. Glassdoor, that's been around for a long time, but
Google reviews,
Google reviews, right? They're not so silent, but it is still oftentimes easier for all of these audiences to respond to a third party than it is to someone directly or indirectly, just straight, you know, with our organization. So, I'm just a huge believer in that third party, you know, scenario. But you got to ask the hard questions, and you do, mm-hmm. right? You got to ask that. And, I really think sometimes, oftentimes you're going to be pleasantly surprised, right?
Yes.
But if you're not, any feedback is good feedback, you know, as the saying goes, and that gives you the opportunity to modify your interactions, your engagements, right? So, you know, if you don't have a client experience strategy in place, you're missing out, right?
Yeah.
And again, like you've heard me say a few times now, it has to be a part of your everyday culture, right?
Yep.
Asking for feedback will always make you better.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, round of applause for Tracy, everybody. Round of applause. That's so true. There's no, and I think that people do, if you don't have some type of, you know, client experience strategy in place, it is likely because you're afraid of what will happen, because I think people are just, they expect the worst.
Right.
But I think the reality of that is that, yes, there will be some customers, you know, maybe some consultants that are not pleased, but then that leads you to more opportunity. But more often than not, they're going to sing your praises, which is why they work with you. So there's, if you're listening to this and you haven't started and you're afraid, let me know and I will hold your hand all the way through it, and we'll go through it together.
Not alone. We got this.
No, you're not alone. Like we got this. And it's really important to get feedback and then to work through any service related issues and celebrate your wins. Yeah, so
that's right.
Oh, Tracy, this has been incredible. Honestly, I feel like we could continue this conversation for another hour and still feel like we're longing for.
Yeah.
We have a lot to say, don't we? We have a lot to say.
We do. We do have a lot. That's why Bridget and I started this podcast.
We have a lot to say. Just recording our one-on-ones and see if anyone will listen to it.
Yeah. Basically.
No, it's so helpful, not only to glean those insights about Synergis, about your process, but with your wealth of experience and insight, it comes with a different weight. It's so helpful. And I hope, and I know our listeners are walking away from this conversation like us, wanting more. So with that, you know, make sure you email surveysays@clearlyrated.com and we will answer all of your questions, and we can even get you in touch with Tracy, because she's amazing. Now, Jocelyn, their marketing manager, she's probably already on top of this and has sent us
probably
multiple links and feedback. Jocelyn, way to go.
I like Hi, Jocelyn. Shout out to Jocelyn.
Way to go. It's amazing. This is why you've got such a tight-knit company, process, organization. We saw it through, you know, our partnership together, us just organizing this call, and then we get to sit together and really pick your brain and get so many wonderful insights. So thank you for joining us. Congrats again on being a 10-year diamond winner for Best of Staffing. It's such an incredible achievement. It's not easy, especially during pandemics, going hybrid, going national. There are so many things that you're working through, incredible growth that can come with a lot of question marks on how you're doing. And you, as you said, getting feedback constantly helps, you know, you're dotting the I's, you're crossing the T's, you have done it. And I mean, I'm going to let you go early. You get to go take a nap. I mean, it's like evening on her side of the country. She's like, I'm almost done.
She's like, I'm done now. I don't.
I do have a fun engagement later this evening, but Bridget and Ryan, it's just a pleasure. So I thank you. We appreciate what you do. You appreciate your support and response over the 10 years. And we look forward to what happens at 11, right?
We look forward to it. Oh, we're already celebrating. I'm pretty confident in what's going to happen.
That's right.
Well, now we're at one of our favorite parts of the show, where we're going to shout out an internal employee at Clearly Rated. And today we are going to shout out Aaron Russell. Aaron is our product marketing specialist, and you may recognize their name from The Scoop, which is our monthly newsletter. Aaron does an incredible job of pulling that together for our clients every month and finds ways to make The Scoop informative, but really fun. And they get to sprinkle in their personality, which is unreal. Aaron did recently
undergo surgery due to a soccer injury. I did talk about soccer earlier. They did get hurt. My kids don't get hurt because they're playing against 40-pound, you know, 8-year-olds. So they're fine. Also, they're 8 and they bounce off of everything and seem to recover fine. So thank
you. But Aaron is playing against adults. So.
Yes. Worlds. But thank you for all you do for us, Aaron, and for our clients. So if you have any questions or suggestions on future topics, please email surveysays@clearlyrated.com. And until next time, Survey Says thank you to all of our wonderful clients who join us on these episodes. Synergists, we're looking at you, Tracy. You're coming back. as we cannot do this without you, our award season is when we love to highlight and celebrate this amazing work that they accomplish. We get to ride their coattails and celebrate right along with them. So thank you. We appreciate you. Go spring.
Go spring. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.